USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House, and before that meeting, the president spoke to the press, and one of the things he was asked was, what is going to be done to rein in some spending?
We're going to ask every secretary to cut 5% for next year. And last year, first year, I had to do something with the military. The military was falling apart. It was depleted. It was in very bad shape.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was on his way back to the United States after a quick trip to Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Pompeo hoped to get some answers regarding the Washington Post columnist who disappeared inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The secretary did say he was pleased with the conversations had in Saudi Arabia.
They promised accountability for each of those persons whom they determined as a result of their investigation deserves accountability.
Pompeo will meet with the president when he returns home tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wade Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The 2018 midterm elections are less than 30 days away. Now, there seems to be a lot of discussion as far as who is spending more money, the Democrats or the Republicans. Josh Holmes is the former chief of staff for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He says by far and away, it's the Democrats who spend more money.
No, I mean, look, the great fallacy in American politics is that somehow the Republican Party is the party of big money. I mean, if you look at this election alone, from the candidate level to the super PACs to the party committees, what we're talking about is a gigantic Democratic advantage. And in some of these races, you saw like Texas, for example, with Beto O'Rourke, he raised almost $40 million. That is completely unheard of.
The University of Mississippi has condemned a tweet by a faculty member that called on activists to abandon civility and harass Republican senators in public. The professor tweeted that you should put your whole fingers in their salads and take and distribute the food that the Republican senators are eating. Ole Miss Chancellor Jeffrey Vitter did issue a statement condemning a recent post on social media by a UM faculty member. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz and his Democratic opponent, Representative Beto O'Rourke of El Paso, faced off in their second and final debate before the November 6th election. Cruz is up anywhere between 5 to 10 points in most polls, although O'Rourke did raise $38 million last quarter, which is a record for a Senate candidate. Let's hear some of the highlights of that debate.
I was proud to help lead the effort to confirm Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. I was proud to help lead the effort to confirm Justice Brett Kavanaugh to the court. Congressman O'Rourke would have voted against both of them, and he wants to see, like Hillary Clinton, promised to appoint left-wing judicial activists who impose their own policy preferences from the bench. I don't think that's what the people of Texas want. We want
Senator,
judges and justices who will follow the Constitution and follow the law.
This is what you can expect over the course of this debate. Senator Cruz is not going to be honest with you. He's going to make up positions and votes that I've never held or have ever taken. He's dishonest. It's why the president called him Lying Ted, and it's why the nickname stuck, because it's true.
Congressman O'Rourke not only opposes a wall, but he has said we have too many fences and walls already on the border. He wants to tear down the ones we have. And I'll note, he brought up El Paso. El Paso is right across from Juarez, one of the most dangerous cities in the world, 3,000 murders last year. There's a wall there. That wall is one of the tools you use to protect us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.